Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring into the program, returning to the program, Orioles left-hander, all-star, John Means. John, what's happening?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate your time, and thank you for joining us. I'm going to ask you a question you haven't been asked, well, probably in the last 30 seconds. You got the all-star nod. Take us through the Brandon High bringing you in, and when you first got called into the principal's office, if you will, what was the first thing that was going through your mind at that time?
Well, you never want to go into his office usually, because that means you get sent down, at least when you have options like I do. So I was like, I walked in and I said, well, I was trying to stay out of this office for as long as I possibly could. And he told me, you know, this is a good thing. You're an all-star. So it was surreal. I didn't know how to respond. I asked if he was kidding. And he's like, no, you're going to Cleveland. You deserve it.
Have other All-Stars reached out to you, or did you talk, like Chris Davis is a former All-Star on the team. Did you talk to other All-Stars to get an idea of what the experience is going to be like?
Yeah. Me and CD were talking about it a little bit, and Trumbo. We were talking, and he was giving me some pointers, giving me a, kind of a rundown of how it would go. And it's all good information.
Now, a lot of people thought, John, that Trey Mancini was going to be the Orioles guy to go to Cleveland, but certainly well-deserving of that honor. What did you say to him, if anything, about him not making the All-Star team?
He's everything an All-Star should be. I mean, he's having an incredible season, and he definitely deserves it more than anybody. He's a quality guy, obviously. You know, on the field, he's unbelievable. And I was just as surprised as everybody else that he didn't get a chance and opportunity. He's everything an all-star is.
John Means joining us, Orioles all-star left-hander. It's Bob Haney with you on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Tim Barbalace on the other side of the glass. Your last start against Cleveland, I mean, you certainly benefited from run support in that one, but you were making your first start. Give us a status report on the shoulder, if you could.
It's good. I didn't feel it at all. I was a little worried after the long innings that we were having. Obviously, I'm not complaining about our hitter scoring runs, but after coming out of those innings and warming up, I was a little concerned if it was going to be tight. But I didn't feel it at all. I didn't feel it the whole time I was pitching. I was really, really pleased with how it was turning out. That was kind of the best I've felt in a long time.
And you're going to make the start tomorrow against the Rays as Bird's, of course, coming up on the All-Star break like everybody else. But your first half, you know, All-Star worthy, obviously 7-4, 250. Talk about the adjustments you've made to people making adjustments to you. Last time we had you on, we talked about the work you did in the offseason, gained a couple of miles of velo on the fastball. The deception with the changeup has been outstanding, but the slider has been mixed in as well. Just talk about how you have evolved with the first half of the season, now as teams have kind of gotten a scouting report on John Means.
Yeah, and then you kind of sometimes able to use it against you. I threw my changeup or use it for yourself, but I threw my changeup a lot early in the season. So lately I've been seeing some teams kind of sitting on it, and that's made my fastball that much better. So it's kind of one of those things like, okay, this is what he has. This is his out pitch. We'll sit on that. Then, you know, you got to use another pitch. And I've always been able to throw all my pitches kind of where I want it. So that's not a problem for me. It's kind of pitching around the scouting report.
Now, you talked about how surreal, I guess, it is to be an all-star. Let's go back to February, March. You're down in Florida just trying to make the team. I mean, could you have, in your wildest dreams, envisioned that this with the first 3-4 months of the season would have been like for you?
No. It wasn't even close. I think I came into spring training probably the 40th man on the 40-man roster. and then made the team probably the 25th man on the 25-man roster, and just trying to stay around as long as I could. And now being able to have this opportunity is unreal.
You have Wojciechowski, I'm assuming that's how you pronounce his name. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing it. Probably am. He's on the hill. 30th pitcher used by the Orioles this year. And you talked about the options and how guys are coming and going here. I mean, just how crazy has it been what Brandon Hyde and Brokale are trying to do, given the fact that it's kind of a revolving door with pitchers right now?
Yeah, and Wojo was actually with us last year. I was with him in AAA last year. It's crazy that he's making the return. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a good time. It's a rebuild. We're giving a lot of guys a lot of opportunities. So it's kind of a little bit of a revolving door, but that's kind of how the rebuild works.
Wojciechowski, by the way, was a AAA All-Star this year for Columbus, 8-2 with a .361. John Means, before we let you roll, you got the Rays tomorrow, Tampa. You know, I know a lot of talk is about them splitting with Montreal, becoming the X-Rays, if you will, but you're going to have to deal with them at the drop. How tough of a lineup is that ball club right now?
They have a pretty good lineup going right now. They definitely started off the season really hot, and there's not really an easy bat in that lineup, and they're all kind of different. It's not really, you know, where the Yankees, where every guy's power threat. They have a different style of play for every player. So that makes it even more tough, honestly.
John, what's your goals for the second half of the season?
I'll just try and stay consistent, keep on my routine, and just try to, you know, keep pitching, keep improving, keep learning. That's kind of how this season works. You go through new experiences and you learn from them.
He's John Means, Orioles All-Star left-handed starting pitcher. Got the drop tomorrow, taking on the Rays. John, again, congratulations on the honor. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. John Means joining us here. Bob Haney with you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.